The Torah tells us, "V'chai b'hem," you shall live by them and not die by them. So one of the basic and most important principles in the Torah is life takes precedence just about over everything, save the big three. The big three are an exception. Three, if someone puts a gun to your head and says, "I'm going to kill you," or worship idols, murder someone, or commit illicit relations, so then we have a mitzvah of Bechayb, we have a mitzvah of Kiddush, so then we don't have a mitzvah of Bechayb, and we have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But save the big three, one has an obligation to preserve life. And in fact, Yerushalmi, I believe in Yuma, at the end of Yuma 8:5, the Yerushalmi writes that one of the first halachas that a rav has to teach his community is the mitzvah pikuach nefesh doche Shabbos, the human life that takes precedence over the Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi writes, the Shoel, the one who asked the question, it's like Shvichas Damim. And the one who is asked, Hareza Maguna. So what does that mean? So the one who asked the question, you're wasting time. Those 5 minutes you're running to find the rabbi to see what to do, that could be the difference between life and death. But Hanisha, somebody asked me the question, why is it my fault? It's my fault, it's the rabbi's fault, because that means you didn't teach it. And therefore, it's not a good sign on you. So that's the halacha, is pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. And in fact, the Rambam has strong words. In Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, he calls them minim, apikursim, heretics. Those who think that one may not violate Shabbos to save one's life. And it looks like the Torah is very cruel and mean-spirited instead of promoting rachmanas, of being, showing mercy and being kind. In fact, there's a famous maisa, or that Rev Soloveitchik said over, I guess many times. There are different versions exactly, but the yisod is true. That he talks about, I guess he was still in Europe, when he was very young, he got very sick. And his father, we know, was Moshe Soloveitchik. Still is, I guess. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and his grandfather was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So the doctor came in to see Rav Soloveitchik. And so the doctor came in and said, Rav Chaim said to the doctor, Do you need some light? He said something along the lines, it can't hurt, or it's not a bad idea. So Rav Chaim told his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, you heard the doctor, turn on the light. Rav Moshe hesitated because it wasn't like the doctor volunteered it. He said, it can't hurt. Rav Chaim called it an apikoros, based on the Rambam. And in fact, I think the story goes with Simcha Zelig, who was a Talmud of Rav Chaim from Volozhin. He was the posek in Brisk. I think he ended up turning the light on. So the people always ask, like, how could it be? The Briskas are always so strict. So why over here are you so mako? So Rav Chaim's famous line is, we're not being mako on Hilchot Shabbos, we're being machmer on Hilchot Pikuach Nefesh. Who being strict on the laws regarding saving one's life. And therefore, that's the most important thing. You got it when you come to a community, you got to teach the people that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha. So the Gemara actually in Yuma gives a couple of sources. One is from Rebbe Elezer ben Azariah. He learns it out from Mila. What do you mean from Mila? We know the halacha is Uvayom Hashmini Yibo Vesarala. So if day 8 falls out on Shabbos, it's considered a Mila Vizmana and it's Doche Shabbos. So we see the mitzvah Mila supersedes Shabbos. So Rabbi Elizabeth said, if the mitzvah Mila, which only is one of the 248 limbs you have, and therefore we say you could doche, how much more so to save all of them? To save your life, you're allowed to be doche Shabbos. The second drush is from Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who quotes from the famous pasuk, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. We are more famous now that, not that it's in the Chumash, but it's in our davening Friday night. And the Gemara learns out, better to machal Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmor Shabbos is harbe. And then the famous pasuk in Vayikra, v'chai bahem, v'go sheyamus bahem. So in fact, the Sitz Eliezer points out what do we need extra psukim? If v'chai bahem is telling me in general, what is v'chai bahem? What do I need extra psukim by Shabbos? So the Tzitz Eliezer points out, because since the Gemara equates Machal Shabbos to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, so therefore we have to go ahead, and I might think that's one of the big three. Kamash Mola, no, we'll see the Chasam Sofer will have another pshat. But the Gemara has different psukim. Why different psukim for Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbos? So it's clear one has to be Machal Shabbos. The Recholah Sheyesh Bo Sakana, you're Machal Shabbos for. There's an interesting debate among the earlier sources. Could be Rashi and the Ravid, but the Magid Mishnah is the one who's famous about it. That's the Brisker's quote we'll get to. But the Shaila is like this. Everyone agrees that if someone is sick at home and he has to get to the hospital to save one's life or to the doctor, then everyone agrees you're Machal Shabbos. Don't even ask questions. What happens if you don't need it to summon Zachola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, but the thing he's asking for is this for comfort purposes, to make him feel a little better. It's not a make or break. He's not going to save his life. His life will be saved regardless. The question is, are you allowed to do everything, or just things that are extremely or only exclusively necessary? So they quote from Rashi, the Gemara in Shabbos, I think Kuf Chav Tes, where we say only a davar she'ein bo sakana. We talk about the Gemara talks about getting a nachri to do it. So over there they quote a Rashi Shita, and there's a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalad, where the Magid Mishnah is. The Machokas, we'll call it the Rashi versus the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Ravid over here by the Rambam. But the issue is, we'll see if turning on a light is considered necessary or not. That could be part of the brisk of psak. But if you assume turning on the light was not necessary, I'm not saying it isn't, but if it wasn't, would you be allowed to turn on the light? So according to Rashi and others, they know. And it seems to be the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, in the poskim, that you only allowed a machal Shabbos for things that are necessary. It could be, we'll get into, okay, so then what about doing it with a shinoi, getting a guy to do it? That'll be a separate discussion. But in terms of you doing it yourself, l'chadchila, so Rashi seems to say no. The Magid Mishnah says yes. That we're talking about, because the Rambam writes, "Ein osin meduro l'chola." You can't make a fire for a chola. What kind of chola can you make a fire for? So either you could say we're talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and a light isn't necessary, so therefore you can't do it. That seems to be the Beis Yosef, that the Rambam's talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and the reason why you can't light is because it's not necessary. The Magid Mishnah says that we're talking about and someone is saying it's talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana. That's why you can't do it. If she'ein, like the Ravid, if she chola she'yesh bo sakana, mashma, because it has to be talking about a chola she'ein bo sakana, because a chola she'yesh bo sakana, you could do l'chol tzrachav, mechal and you could machal Shabbos. Well, to read the words of the Magid Mishnah, not the Kesef Mishnah. Midvar Rav Nira, shesover shediv Rabbeinu he mecholah she'ein bo sakana. V'daka. And basically, uvadei mochrak sham, etc. So therefore, he points out that you could do l'chol tzrachav. That if it's a cholah she'yesh bo sakana, you could take care of all its needs. Vava bisha'in bin minia davar sha'osin, even though by not doing it, there's a sakana. So we'll call it a machokas Rashi, the Magid Mishnah, among others, whether you could turn on a light, assuming the light's that necessary. So we'll see. The briskers go with the Magid Mishnah, and that would fit into the case we just gave. In other words, even if the light wasn't necessary, but it would help the doctor and help the patient, so then, or if the patient even wanted on, in this case it was a little kid, but so then that would be enough to do. Or do I say no? You only could do the things that are necessary. That seems to be a debate. And the briskers, we'll see, will go with the Magid Mishnah. So the question they ask on the Magid Mishnah, the Chelk is, Yoav, I believe, other Achronim, is the Magid Mishnah seems to be going against a crowd. We have a crowd, the Gemara in Yuma, and the Rishonim discuss it. We have a general rule. Hakal kal tchila. We have a general rule that, let's say, machino. So, you give them you do the rest. If you have a choice between eating a food that's a biblical eating a treifu, let's say, which is a rabbinical tray versus biblical, so you eat the rabbinical. If you have two biblical, but one has a lesser punishment, so we see a kal kal tchila. We're talking about a chola sheyesh bo sakana. So why, according to the Magid Mishnah, if I like the biblical tray food better, if that's what I want, then I should be able to eat that. Once I'm a chola sheyesh bo sakana, I could do what I would do during the week. Okay, during the week you wouldn't be eating the tray, but case by so. In other words, is this a kasha at all? Maybe the two different principles, hakal kal tchila. So the Chalkas Yoav thinks it's a kasha, and he wants to make a chila between, he wants to limit the Magid Mishnah to Shabbos, and not to Yom Kippur. The kal 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 tchila is talking about Yom Kippur. So we have a famous principle throughout the rabbinic literature of the principle of Dechuya versus Hutra. So Hutra means is basically you treat Shabbos like Tuesday. So whatever I do on Tuesday, Whatever I would do on Tuesday, I do on Shabbos. And Dechuyah means no, there's a conflict. We want to keep things compatible, so we keep them to compatible as much as possible. So the Chalkas Yoav suggests perhaps the Magid Mish is only talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is Hutra. So therefore, it's like Tuesday, but Yom Kippur, that's the Chuyah, so we have to keep things as compatible as possible, so Akal Kal Chila. Why would we say that Shabbos is Hutra and Yom Kippur is Dechuyah? So that's the Chasam Sofer. And the Sitz Eliezer asked the same question, why do we need a special Pasuk by Shabbos if we know V'chai Bahem? So the Sitz Eliezer said, because by Shabbos, the Chazal tells one who violates Shabbos, it's like Yil Oved Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk the Chasam Sofer is a different Mahalach. The Chasam Sofer says, because V'chai Bahem is teaching me Halacha and Kol HaTorah Kulo. So it's compatible. But so you keep things as so kal kal chila, you keep it as compatible as possible. But by Shabbos, we have another pasuk to tell me it's hutra. You don't have to worry about it. It's like Tuesday, and therefore you could even do the things the Magid Mishnah says you can do everything. And that's how the briskers always quote the Magid Mishnah. There is the following shaila, because it's simple. Going to most poskim, and we know the halacha is on Yom Kippur even. First you give them a little bit, you give them shiurim, you give them different foods, you always violate chatzi shiur, even though chatzi shiur could be yasser on Yom Kippur, but it's not kares, so it could be a deraisa. You go with a kal kal tchila. The briskers say, a tradition from the days of Elushin even, that if someone's a chole sheyish bo sakana, you feed them normally. Aye, what do you mean? It's against, it seems against the Gemara, against the Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Chaim, the Brisker Rav, they all say no. When do we say akal kal tchila? If you're a chole sheyish bo sakana, you feed them normally. So when do we say akal kal tchila? If you're a chole she'ein bo sakana, right now you're a chole. If you're a chole she'ein bo sakana, now you feed them normally. But if you're a chole she'ein bo sakana, but if you don't do anything, if you don't eat or whatever the case may be, you're going to become a chole she'ein bo sakana. So then akal kal tchila. So then start off with shiurim. Let's say there's no emergency right now. If you get enough liquids into you, so then you'll be fine. But if you don't, you don't have to wait the way, okay, let me wait to sakana, then I'll start eating kalka. No. Kalka chila is you begin before you become a sakana. Once you become a sakana, so then you go, so that's the famous brisker psak. And that's why that's the shita. A much more machmer on pikuach nefesh, I'm not meiko on Yom Kippur, or I'm not meiko. So according to the Chaviz Yar, or the Chalkas Yoav, I should say, you know, that it's making a contrast between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. But the briskers don't make a distinction, no distinction between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If it's a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Kippur, you do everything, and it's only if you're a Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana right now, but by not doing something, you might become a cholish yesh bo sakana, then we are kal kal tchila. And it's a famous psak from Dayan Fisher, who was one of the gedolim, that he says that on Yom Kippur is even against the chokas. He says on Yom Kippur, he says a pregnant woman doesn't have to fast. That's against the Shulchan Aruch, that a pregnant woman has to fast. So how could he go against the Shulchan Aruch? So he says, I'm not going against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch agrees with me. No one goes against the Shulchan Aruch. He says, it's Nishtanad, times have changed. During the time of the Shulchan Aruch, I assume he would have agreed with it. He's saying today, times have changed, and women are in Sakra. A woman who is pregnant, apparently is labeled a chola sheyesh bo sakana today, and therefore she doesn't have to fast at all. And I'm not sure if he says, do you need shiurim or not? I have to check on that. Would he say you could just eat normally, or she'd have to go, because, or maybe it's with, what's the pshat in Dayan Fisher? Is it that she's a chole sheyesh bo sakana, and it's kal tchila, or she's assumed she's a chole she'ein bo sakana, but like the brisker, since she might become one, and then, so either way, then it should be, if she's a chole sheyesh bo sakana, so according to the brisker, she could eat normally. If she's a chole she'ein bo sakana, we'll have to be sure. So that's the issue. So the famous Yerushalmi, the first halacha you have to teach is pikuach nefesh. Hashoel, you ask the question, you're a rotzeach, hadishal areza maguna. And the Gemara, and we had the famous story with the briskers, the machmir and pikuach nefesh, the story with the Rav and the Rambam calls you apikoris. Then we had the different sources for pikuach nefesh. We had mila docha shabbos or kavachoma your whole body. We had v'shomer yisrael shabbos, that better than machal shabbos achas. And we had v'chai bahem. And why do we need a special pasuk by Shabbos? It's Eliezer, because Shabbos is Gemir Tavad Azara. We'll see, according to the Chasim Sofer, we'll see that's the machlokes here between the Magid Mishnah, we'll call it, and Rashi, whether something which isn't necessary for life preserving, it's just a comfort, am I let him do it for Chol Sheish Bo Sakana? Rashi, no. Magid Mishnah, yes. Beis Yosef seems to say no. That's the plan in the Rambam. Even a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, you can't do everything. But the Magid Mishnah says, for a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana, you can do everything. The Chol Kozov wants the Machale Shabbos, yes, but Yom Kippur no Machin or Kal Kal Tchila. And the Chasim Sofer says, that's why we need a Pasuk by Shabbos to teach me that Sotra about Yom Kippur's Tchuyah. The Briskets have a much more broader Pshat. There's no difference. But Machil and Kal Kal Chil is a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, who's going to become a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. But someone who's a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, it's always a Kal Kal. You just eat normally. You do a Kol Troch of like the Magid Mishnah pointed out. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, if you're a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, you eat normally. If you're a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, you can use Shiurim. And then we had the Dayan Fisher has a famous plug many don't like, that all pregnant women are cholish or can eat on Yom Kippur because times have changed. So then I guess if you're a brisker, so if she's a cholish, if you assume a pregnant woman is a cholish, so if you're a brisker, she can eat normally. If not, she has to eat shiurim. And if she's a cholish, then she could at least eat and so these are some of the halachas of pikuach nefesh. We'll have to continue on with other issues of pikuach nefesh.